Good morning, everybody. So settling in. Settling into this hour of sitting together. I'm not going to offer any new instructions this morning. There have been quite a few instructions offered over the last days. So no new ones this morning. I encourage you to begin this sit and every sit settling in with the Anapanasati practice. Allow the mind, heart, mind to collect itself, so to say. Allowing the heart, mind, and body to stabilize. Allowing clarity to blossom. Nothing to do. Not trying to make anything happen. Not waiting for something to happen. Sitting with patient receptivity. You have all the time you need. Presence, mindful presence. In breath, out breath. Keeping it simple, letting go of expectation. Just this. If you start to feel in a hurry, recognize that. Meet it with care, with compassion. It's a suffering place, being in a hurry. Allow the body, heart, and mind to relax, and relax a little bit more, letting go of the tensions and tight places and getting somewhere energy. And I would encourage you for every single sit to begin this way. And sit with Anapanasati practice, mindfulness of breathing practice, for at least 10 minutes and maybe longer. And maybe even longer than longer. Intuitively sensing what's appropriate for you, sit by sit. And then, as we've been exploring, opening to the wider field of body sensation. Sometimes in an all-encompassing way in terms of body, whole body sense, and sometimes in very specific ways, connecting with what is arising, with what is calling the attention. Recognizing your aliveness via the sensations appearing, showing in the body, including the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath as they arise, manifest for however long, change, disappear. Dissolve. And bringing mindful attention to the pleasantness or the unpleasantness of any given sensorial experience. Or maybe the neutral quality of any given sensorial experience. And offering yourself the opportunity potentially to explore the nature, the elemental nature of the body through the energetic sensorial experience of all and each, or each and all of the characteristics that we explored last evening. Allowing yourself to enter into a kind of non-ordinary relationship, a non-habitual relationship to being in a body. receiving this practice possibility with an open heart, open mind, with interest, with patience, with respect, respect for yourself and care for yourself. And me remembering to reconnect with mindful presence at any time. To this breath, to this beautiful breath that we all breathe. All forms of life, breathing breath, breathing just like we do. Allowing your practice to be held gently. Sensitively, carefully. Within the heart-mind quality of unconditional acceptance. Unconditional friendliness in relationship to whatever your experience is. It's all worthy of mindful connection, mindful attention, every bit of it. And in relationship to sensitively with care and unconditional acceptance, holding our experiences, holding our life energy, holding our aliveness, and meeting it with mindful attention. With respect. With an open-hearted mind and heart. I'd like to share a poem written by Derek Walcott. Illuminating the metta practice that Christina offered yesterday afternoon in relationship to metta for yourself. And this poem illuminates this in Derek Walcott's very particular way. The poem is called Love After Love. The time will come when with elation you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror. And each will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here. Eat." You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life. And we'll sit silently together for the remainder of this practice period. May all of the wholesome energies and the fruits that manifest through this day's practice serve with immeasurable impartiality, without bias, without prejudice, towards the welfare, the happiness, and the awakening of all beings everywhere.